tobacco is grown in a...
It's, well, I see very little is grown, but it's in the field.
What kind of fences do you have around the yards and gardens?
Well, that yonder used to have what is known as fence that the people got the trees and took them all and wedge and bust them, and then they would fence in that, and they would call that a fence. But later on, it moved on until they had what you call a punching fence around your garden where people could get in. Then later on, they moved up under the wire.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the...
You must dig holes for the posts to be.
What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stones or rocks you might move from a field?
Well, some of them are called stones and some of them are called a rock wall.
Would you call a fence, if you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
A white doughnut.
That's interesting. I haven't heard of that before. What would you use to carry water in?
Well, now, they used to carry in what they call a water bucket or a pail one. And this water bucket was made of cedar, and it had a brim, a hook around it, that were made of copper.
What do you carry milk in?
Well, in a milk pail.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Well, I don't know, but they call it a slop bucket in my day.
What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
What is it made of?
They are made of many other different things now, aluminum and so forth, you know.
What do you, did you have one with legs in the old fireplace?
You speaking of a fire?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've seen them with the legs on it that they would take out coal and they would make up what they call a whole cake of bread and put it on there. Put the lid on top of it and it would brown, and it was the most best bread you ever ate.
What do they call that kind of frying pan?
Well, they call it the old time oven.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Oh, it's an old time washboard. I have mine now.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flowers in and keep in the house?
A flower pot.
Well, after planting the flowers and after they have bloomed, you cut the blooms, and when you bring those into the house, what do you call the container in which you would put those?
Well, a vase. I would make a decoration of a flower pot.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
A knife, a fork, and a spoon.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before you can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
wash.
After washing the dishes, then you would do what, them in clear water?
Rinse them.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in